Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hi there, Site Trivia. I don't know whether this is right. I'm noticing on my bank account, I've gone December the 20th, $7.45. On January the 7th, $49.97. And in February, $49.97. Can you tell me what these are for? Is it something to do with the global?
Okay, yes, sir. If you will, please provide me with that zip code so I can get the account pulled up for you.
Oh, okay. My area zip code is 85735.
Okay, yes, sir. And may I have the first and last name, please, sir?
It's John. D for David, middle initial, Getz. G-E-T-Z.
Okay, yes, sir.
And they're not large amounts. I'm not worried about it, but I'm kind of wondering what's it for.
Yes, sir.
I can't recognize what it's for. Go on.
Yes, sir. And I was able to locate that account for you. May you verify the mailing address we have on file, sir?
Yeah, it's 7180 South Marcella Road, HC2, Box 482, Tucson, Arizona, area code 85736.
Okay, sir, so you said the area code. Can you repeat the area code for me again?
85735.
Okay, yes, sir. And it looks like here, back on December 17th, you ordered a Wi-Fi booster, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.45. And then looks like here, 1 second. And then it looks like here, on January 6th, they charged you the full price for that product, which was $49.97. And I'm not sure whenever you ordered that product, if you read their terms and conditions or not, but that's where I'm getting this information from. And it looks like that charge was monthly. And it looks like here when you first ordered it, it stated that if the account wasn't canceled in 48 hours, then it will be billed for the full amount until canceled.
So what's the item again? Come on, it's a Wi-Fi.
A Wi-Fi booster.
Go on. I know what you mean now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I have to pay this monthly all the while, or is it?
So you do, but if you wanted to stop, you just have to cancel the account. And if you would like, I can get that done for you.
Yeah, if you would please, yeah, because I've been trying the Wi-Fi and I can't get it to work at all. It's for the DirecTV.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me 1 second, sir. I'll be let me get this account documented, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number and see if I can find some information on how to use that Wi-Fi booster for you.
Okay, thank you.
1 second. Okay, sir, I got the account canceled for you, and I'm looking right now on for the information for you. One second.
All right. Good.
Okay, sir. So I just got done watching a quick little video on that, and it looks like here, if you were to plug it in, it should have somewhere that you plug into the wall, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and so when you plug it in, it should be a button on it that says WPS. Do you see that,
Yeah, I've
sir?
got it with me at this time. It's in my semi.
Okay, yes, sir. So on the Wi-Fi booster, the extender, you click WPS on that in your router, and it should connect. You should see a light, some lights pop up on it, saying it's connected. And then whenever you go to your Wi-Fi, try to connect to it, you go to your Wi-Fi settings, and it'll be under the same name as your current Wi-Fi. And but it'll have EXT for extender at the end of it, and then it'll be the same password as you use for your regular Wi-Fi.
So these fees are or every month that I've got it, the
Yeah.
49.97.
Yes, sir, but not anymore. 'Cause I just got that account canceled for you, and I do have the cancellation number if you're ready for
I'm ready. Okay.
it. Okay. Yes, sir. It is C as in cat 2589216 28.
Z258921628.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So there'll be no more fees
Correct. No
from
more
now
fees,
on.
no more
Okay.
charging, no more anything. And that cancellation number is confirming that this account has been canceled and that it's effective
Okay.
immediately.
Okay, I appreciate it. I must have misunderstood when I purchased it. You know, I mean, I'm not paying that sort of money every month, and my fault, I couldn't get it to work at all. So
It's okay, sir.
it's I'm stupid. I should have realized this and start with. I appreciate it anyway.
You're welcome, sir, and I thank you for calling customer service today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, sir.
I sent you. Take
You're
care.
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.